modern-day streetcar systems are popping up in places such as Dallas, Portland, and Kansas City with hopes of sparking economic revival. Milwaukee leaders desire similar results here as they prepare to debut a system in 2018. But not every project has lived up to its hype. In part three of our series, Streetcar, High Risk, High Reward, WUWM's Marty Michelson explores a couple locations that have experienced problems.
It took years longer than projected for the streetcar system in Washington, D.C. to finally begin operating. Martin Ostermuhl says problems started back in 2007 when the district first began construction.
They laid down the tracks. There wasn't a whole lot of planning done as to what was going to come after the tracks.
Ostermuhl has been covering the streetcar saga for WAMU, a public radio station based in D.C. He says poor planning caused numerous delays. Once the trolleys were built, test runs resulted in accidents between the streetcars and other vehicles. District leaders who became increasingly impatient included then-Alderman Tommy Wells.
I am frustrated that this has seemed so cumbersome. Other cities are able to build streetcars and light rail, I believe, at a much faster rate.
The D.C. streetcar eventually debuted in February of this year, and things reportedly are going smoothly. However, there have been problems in another location. The Atlanta streetcar went online in late 2014 to much fanfare, according to Kate Sweeney, but issues quickly developed.
An internal audit found safety and management flaws.
Sweeney has been reporting on the streetcar's woes for WABE, Atlanta's NPR station.
There were problems with the licensing of drivers and problems with the electrical system, which led to suspensions and slowdowns in service.
Sweeney says city leaders worked to correct the troubles, but now new ones have surfaced, according to a local TV report.
In recent months, the most obvious problem for the nearly $100 million system has been empty seats. Lots of
empty seats after Atlanta began charging. For the first year, riding the new streetcar was free. But after people had to pay, ridership plunged 48%. Here in Milwaukee, city engineer Jeff Polensky believes the problems that Atlanta and D.C. experienced are not the norm. For instance, he says the initial Dallas route didn't pass by any businesses.
They built over a bridge that really doesn't have much connectivity at all. Their ridership is very low, but they knew that going in.
Polensky insists Milwaukee has the recipe for success. Build the streetcar in heavily populated areas that have seen a boom in housing and business development. He says Milwaukee will also conduct dry runs before pressing the cars into service.
You're likely to have some fender benders. It's a moving vehicle on the street in operation around other moving vehicles. Our goal is to train our operators at a high level.
Polensky says Milwaukee has based its streetcar model on flourishing endeavors in Portland and Kansas City. One city leader who has traveled to see new systems in operation is Common Council President Alderman Ashanti Hamilton.
Did see the problems with D.C. and, you know, some of the technical issues that they were having, and it was explained to me by our engineers that, you know, we're making sure that those types of things wouldn't happen here.
While Hamilton supports Milwaukee's streetcar, he says it's important to ask questions. On Friday, we'll feature the issues stakeholders are raising. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.